Cecil, did you ever want to do something big?
What do you mean, big?
Oh, I've just been thinking things.
Well, isn't that nice?
Well, it is. I want to do something in the world.
What do you want to do?
While we're sitting here on the steps, I'll tell you.
All right. Don't you want to sit in the sun?
No. I like the shady side.
Oh, here, sit over here with me in the sun. What's good for you?
Well, this is all right.
Sally, have you got anything to eat in the house?
My goodness, Cecil. Don't you ever eat at home?
Yeah, but I get hungry when I'm away.
We'll go in and make some lemonade a little later.
Oh, nice. Or we can get in Ben-Hur and go down to the drugstore.
But let's don't talk about such unimportant things as food.
Ha ha. Who said it was unimportant?
Cecil, don't you ever want to do big things?
For instance?
Oh, I want to be somebody.
Well, aren't you?
Oh, I mean somebody famous. I want to do things.
Well, why don't you? No one's stopping you.
You know what I want, Cecil?
Sure. You want to do something big.
I want people to point when I go by and say, "There goes Sally Smith."
Well, they wouldn't say, "There goes Willie Brown."
Oh, you don't understand.
Oh, sure I do. You've got a streak of ambition.
I'm determined to do something now.
What?
Well, I haven't made my mind up yet.
I know. I get spells of ambition. You just feel like you have to show somebody that you're real smart.
What do you do, Cecil?
Go take a shower and get something to eat and go to bed.
Oh, goodness, that's not doing anything.
It is, too. What have you been reading? Success magazine?
Oh, no. I just want to do something.
Yeah. I think you mentioned that before.
Oh, dear. I wish I were a boy. I'd do something in this world.
I'm glad you're not.
I know what I'd do. I'd go away someplace and be a big man.
Well, start eating some starches and maybe you'll be a big woman.
Don't you ever dream dreams of doing big things?
Listen, if you say doing things again, I'll sock you.
Well, I mean it. I want people to notice me.
Why don't you start wearing a bathing suit?
Oh, Cecil, can't you be serious a minute?
Just for 1 minute?
Yes. Wouldn't you like to make lots of money, Cecil?
Oh, sure. Who wouldn't?
And be famous?
Well, I'd just as soon have the money.
Oh, if I were only a man, I'd show the world, I would.
Oh, you would? What would you show them?
Well, I don't know, but I'd show them.
Well, you know what it's all about, I don't.
I think I'll start doing serious things.
Time out. Pardon my laughter.
Oh, you can't understand. You're just satisfied. You don't want to make anything of yourself.
Why, sure I do. But there's no use in getting all hot about it.
Well, you have to start sometime.
Well, not today. Oh, it's too nice and warm. And I'm hungry.
You speak of hunger when there are so many things to do?
Well, why bother about it? What's the good?
Well, where would we be today if all the inventors and big men had said that? Where would we be?
Well, you could sure fool me. Where would we be?
Why, I don't know, but we wouldn't be here.
Oh, well, you and I are here, so what's the difference?
But, Cecil, I'm tired of sitting around and playing and working with Uncle Thomas.
Sally, why don't you get up and run around the block 300 or 400 times? I'll wait here for you. Then when you come back, you might feel better.
Oh, you're lazy. That's what's the trouble with you.
Now listen. Don't start riding me. Oh, I get that way sometimes, just like you feel. Why, I want to go out and slay the world. Oh, it's sort of like poison ivy. You can't rest until it goes away.
You don't want to do anything.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to build big bridges and have people look up to you.
How about just standing on a big bridge and having them look up at me?
Oh, Cecil, you don't even know what ambition means.
The heck I don't. Why, I even remember some poetry about it.
What was it?
Well, it's inspiring. You want to hear it?
I'll bet you don't even remember it.
Well, get a load of this, then. Oh, you who have daring deeds to tell, and you who have felt ambition spell...
Oh, Cecil, why, that's lovely.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't interrupt me. Oh, you who have daring deeds to tell, and you who have felt ambition's spell, have you heard of the louse that aspired to dwell in the golden head of a queen?
Oh, stop, stop, Cecil, that's awful.
Why, it isn't. It's good. Why, it's all about ambition.
Oh, Cecil. Oh, dear. Can't I do something? I feel so helpless.
Well, why don't you go in the kitchen and see what you have to eat in the icebox?
Do you know what I think I'll do?
I can't imagine. What?
I think I'll start painting.
What? Pictures? People?
Oh, no. I think I'll start painting cups and saucers and plates.
You won't set the world afire painting flowers on dinner plates.
Well, at least it'll be doing something different.
Well, listen, I know lots of things different that you could do.
I wonder if I could write.
Don't tell me you don't know how to write.
Oh, of course, silly.
And don't call me silly.
I'm sorry, but I meant books and stories, you know.
Well, you just go ahead and try it. After about a half an hour, you'll feel better.
Oh, Cecil, you don't know what it means to feel this way.
Oh, sure I do, Sally. I don't mean to razz you, but what good does it do you? Oh, you make a lot of decisions and then get all worked up to a lather and then you don't know where to start. It's better to let things just ride and keep on plugging.
But I want people to say things about me.
Well, I have some ideas for that, too.
Oh, Cecil, you're hopeless.
Listen, I am not. I'd like to be famous, too, someday. Why, oh, you ought to see me when I get that way. Boy, you'd think I had the hives.
Cecil, don't say that. It isn't nice.
Why not? Now you're being silly.
Please, let's don't talk about it.
Oh, all right, Joan of Arc. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Everything seems so futile.
Futile. That's a good word.
Well, it does.
You know what I used to get when I felt that way?
I hope you got a licking. Cecil, isn't there some way for a girl to become famous?
Well, let me see. Can you fly an airplane?
Oh, of course not.
Well, are you an expert swimmer? Or a golfer? Or a singer? Could you write a story about your life on the ocean?
You know I can't.
Well, it looks like you'll have to shoot someone.
Come on, Cecil. Let's you and I go in the house. You're getting dizzy. I'll see if we have some cake left in the cake box.
No, Sally. I have a better idea.
What is it? Aren't you hungry?
Oh, sure I am. But it's so nice and warm out here on the porch. You'll go in and bring the cake out here.
Oh, you lazy person. Well, all right. Stay there, then. Let the world go by. I'll get you something. Do you want some lemonade? Well, never mind. Of course you do.